Can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Doubt Joe. See how that works out for you, Liz. Again, the Joe hate. Joe Burrow hate. Nothing but Joe Burrow hate over here. Okay?
See what's how that the works issue out now? For you. What's the issue this time?
Oh, it's
short yards per carry.
Per attempt.
I mean, short yards per attempt.
Not Carson Wentz. Okay? With that big arm. And he's, how's that working out?
There's a question about whether Joe is going to start to... Those windows are going to get a little too tight for him. They're already very tight.
Tightest windows in the business last year. Tightest windows in the business last year. Guess what happened?
I wouldn't say all that.
National championship.
I did notice in though, particularly in the Cleveland game, a lot of 5 to 6 yard.
It's a dink and dunk.
Yeah.
That's what Joe's going to be a dinker dunker. Or if you crowd him, he will take his shots. If he gets a one-on-one shot, he will take his shots. I don't think you're going to see a lot of intermediate throws. It's going to be either short or deep.
Well, all I know is this. National champion.
What? But that doesn't matter.
Undefeated.
Anymore. What does it matter for the Bengals that he's a national champion?
He's still undefeated.
Remember when Deshaun beat Alabama?
Yeah, I remember when Deshaun beat. Yeah, that's right. And how much money is Deshaun making? Guess what? Pay that man Joe Burrow now. Don't even wait for that fifth year.
Okay.
Okay? Paid that man his money.
Well, are you lathering up Miles Brennan too? Are you backing off that one?
No. Pencil neck? No.
I don't think he's a pencil neck anymore.
He probably still is.
He's been that was in 2017.
He kind of was. Let's get Byron in here. Let's talk about UH football. What do you say, Byron?
How you guys doing today?
Good, man.
I just got a question. I was wondering, do you feel like this was U of H year to get into a Power 5 conference with everything going on? Or is it built for them next year or down the road to get into a Power 5 conference? I hang up and listen.
I'm hoping they're hoping, but, you know, the Big 12 doesn't look good. It's not going to happen with the Big 12. It's not going to happen with the SEC. It's, you know, Baylor and University of Texas have done everything they can to keep them out of it. I don't know. Maybe if the Pac-12 went to 16 teams, or maybe if Texas and Oklahoma left the Big 12, then possibly.
Is the Big 12 even Power 5 at that point? Would it be worse than what they're in now? I know we'll get the cred, but if it's a football conference, if Texas and Oklahoma leave, that's a worse football conference than the one they're in.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if they expanded and went. I think that there's going to be a super division, maybe 72 teams. That's the only possibility that somebody would take them on.
Houston's best hope is that with your scenario is that they separate Power 5 from Group of 5,
right,
and they get elevated to that super division.
Right.
So those conferences
still have to go to a conference.
That's true, but they would automatically be grandfathered into a conference, I would think. If you're making the power 70 whatever.
Right.
Then they would find their way into one.
Right.
As opposed to how it's currently set up and then having to
right
try
now
to
I
scrounge.
Think there are 64 Power 5 teams. 14 SEC, 14 Big Ten, 16? Is it 16 ACC?
I thought it was 14.
14, 14, 14 and 14. 28, 42. 10 is 52. And 14 is 66. Pac-12 has 6 is 14 too, don't they?
They have 12. I'm counting. I think they have 12. No, Pac-12, they have 12.
Yeah, they got 12. Okay, so it's 64.
Yeah.
64, and if you want to have a super conference, or you want to get a break away from Division One, yep, and make it. I don't know that you couldn't just do it with the 64.
That's true, but are you?
But yeah, but I think you would might want to even out the conferences
and
more.
Maybe Pac-12 adds Boise and someone else.
And the Big 12 would have to add U of H.
And then you think BYU is an independent, but they may be forced to join because they don't want to be in the bottom part of that. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. You know, with their mission statement, BYU is going to have a hard time. Their stance on homosexuality, BYU is going to have a hard time anywhere.
But they allow gambling parties, apparently. That's why they missed their Army game, because some of their players got COVID from a gambling party, according to their starting quarterback. So pick and choose what you decide to.
Well, you can't have sex. You might as well have a gambling party.
So is that something that's allowed? Gambling parties?
No, but sex isn't. I know that.
Well, that's
we've true. Had running backs and basketball players suspended.
Yeah, but I guess no tennis players do it. I guess.
No, golfers.
Yeah, I guess
they don't do that.
I guess they don't have sex.
Mm-mm.
So, but I, to the initial point, I think Houston's best bet is to have some type of line drawn in the sand, and they get put above the line as far as who's a power five, who is a power team, and who isn't. Because you think about it, UCF would have their claim. Cincinnati would say, "What about us?" And Houston, they've had enough recent success that they can say, "Hey, we have the ability to be like that too." But for right now, until that day happens, you gotta continue to be really good or be better in your conference.
Right.
You want to be mentioned with Memphis and UCF every year, and throw in Cincinnati too. That would be four legit top 25 teams, and you get SMU, and then you get Navy. So you want to be in that conversation of a top 25 team every year. You can't have, and unfortunately, that means you can't be going 8-4
or 4-8.
Yeah, but even at the 8-4 I was trying to look at the positive way. You can't be 8-4. You have to be in that 9-3, 10-2, and then you're going to have to schedule, if someone will accept it. You got to play a big time Power Five school every year,
yeah,
just to stay in the conversation.
Yep. No, and you got to show up. You got to show up, and yeah, you got to win.
Like you've split with Oklahoma,
well, which is
recently,
which is why you wanted to play Baylor.
Yeah, that would have helped.
That really would have helped. This North Texas game, I think, would have showed. I mean, North Texas is so bad defensively.
Yeah,
so bad defensively. I mean,
honestly, they're going to have better competition in their conference.
Oh no, no question. Yeah. No question. It'll be interesting to see what Baylor is. Baylor's a big favorite this week against Kansas, but. And they got everybody back. Surprisingly, everybody's back.
Yeah, see how that worked out. And according to them, it was like an O-line analyst who tested positive, but none of the players. That's what the deal was.
Oh, an O-line analyst.
Yeah, but because he's in close proximity to the players, to the reports I saw, the contact tracing knocked them out of the game. And Houston had suffered that same fate against North Texas. As of now, what are they scheduled to play? 7-8 games now? Unless they reschedule because the Memphis game got canceled. As of now, on their schedule, the first game is against Tulane here on October 8th. They do hit the BYU game. All of a sudden, it seems more important to play because of all the games you've missed. And then Navy, UCF here, that'll be a big one. At Cincinnati, home to UCF at SMU. So they do have some big games. Top 25 UCF, top 25 Cincinnati, and hopefully that Memphis game gets rescheduled as well.
Yeah. Oh, the Memphis game, yes. And, BYU is going to be an important game. They're going to have their first game against Tulane. And as opposed to last year when he had 5 days off in between his first four games, you remember that?
Yes.
He played on Friday, then they played on Thursday, then they played. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was actually he had his first four games. They played, I think, four games in 19 days.
Yeah,
this is just the opposite. He's got an extra day to get ready for each of these games.
Yeah.
Starts on Thursday, plays on Friday, plays on Saturday again. And
then back to a normal
Saturday
schedule. And then we'll see where they can fit in that. They might have to push that Memphis game to the 5th December. I don't know what Memphis's schedule looks like, but Houston doesn't have a bye week. Once they actually start to play, it would have to be in December that they would get that game in.
Right. 10-11, ESPN 97-1012, ESPN 97.5, someone 3780-3776. If you want to get in here, you're more than welcome. Whatever you want to talk about right now. I'm talking about Texas Star Grill Shop. It's a big fall sale going on right now. I'm going to go there, and I'm going to get a grill from them. I got two of my grills. I got a gas grill before and a Traeger over there. Rick and Michelle do an unbelievable job, and I'm going to go back because the fall grill sale is spectacular. They got every kind of grill that you go with, the Kamado Joes. They've been around forever, the Traegers, the Houston Pits and Spits wood pellet grills now. They are really selling. They've got new grills like the Santa Maria grill. I might check that out as well. I think I'm going to go gas, but we'll see. I'm going to talk to Rick because he's the expert, and they've got the experts there. As always, free delivery and assembly. So Aaron was talking about this yesterday on their show. I was listening to their show yesterday, and Aaron used to deliver and assemble grills for Texas Star Grill Shop. Now he's a big-time producer making unbelievable money. But back in the day, he used to do this, and it's always free. It's always put perfectly together. They'll tell you everything. You got the gas grill. You got to do all of that stuff. They get that job done. Texas Star Grill Shop, they're going to have four locations. You'll be hearing about that soon. Right now, located in Houston, Katy, and Spring. TexasStarGrillShop.com. TexasStarGrillShop.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, it's 1016 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. Thoughts and prayers to Louisville and what's going on there. And hopefully cooler heads can prevail. Something can get done. Knew this was going to be this was going to blow up. Going to blow up after that. One indictment. It is a tough, tough situation. Hopefully that city will not just destroy itself. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you certainly can do that. Anthony Lynn says he's not mad at the doctor. He was trying to take care of his crap, given an injection, Tyrod Taylor's cracked ribs, and he punctured his lung. Now, have they said how long?
No, we just know that he won't be available this week. Justin Herbert will get the start against whoever.
I think it's silly for Anthony Lynn to say, well, maybe it's legal. Maybe the legality of it. He's got to worry about, you know, if in fact Justin Herbert does take over the job, if in fact Justin Herbert plays the whole season and then is the starter going forward. Tyrod Taylor missed out on his opportunity to be a starter, to make money in the NFL because of the doctor. It could be costly.
I wonder what his contract is like. Like, are there guarantees for games started? I wonder what type of deal he signed. I'm sure there are bonuses involved.
Well, you could make the argument either way, though, that he lost his job because of the doctor.
Oh, yeah.
And he then therefore lost money going forward.
Yeah, that was just an aside for my question. But I wonder how his contract is set up. Like, did that doctor legit cost him at least one bigger check because he injected him or punctured his lung? I just wonder how deep the potential losses go for Tyrod. I'm sure he's gotten bonuses. There's sure there's in the stuff in that contract about bonuses for games started or at least games played. I guess if you're Anthony Lynn, you want to back your veterans, plural. But I mean, what's going to happen if Justin Herbert puts, let's say Tyrod's out for the next couple weeks, and Justin Herbert puts in multiple good performances? Are you really going to go back to him?
He says he is, but I can't see it. I mean, you can play the young guy. Just play him.
Now, there was no preseason for anyone, but there didn't appear to be a real competition going in. Like, it was clear that Tyrod was going to start. So was he that much better?
Well, the early reports were that Herbert didn't look good at all.
Yeah. So what was the deal? How did that? How did Sunday happen when he didn't have much? Didn't much have run up to the game, knowing who's going to play. And that still, happened day of that he found out he was going to start, and he was just fine, even better than fine. Mm-hmm. Team didn't win. He did throw the bad pick, but overall that was a good performance. So yeah. I'm just trying to figure out what they saw to lead them to believe that Tyrod was so much better, and then it turns out that guy could do that with barely any notice. Well, Tom Savage started here for a half, so can't trust coaches.
Nope. No. Right. Let's get Kirby in here. He wants to talk about the Texans. What do you say, Kirby?
Hey.
Hey.
Did you guys see the Texans had like a full pregame show with no fans on Sunday? Smoke coming out of the tunnel, the whole nine yards. And they also have a PA guy that talks. And I, you know, the Astros are doing this too, but I heard him say the traditional, you know, when the Texans get a first down, that's a Houston Texan, and then there's no response from the crowd. Am I just – why is that happening? Why are they talking to nobody?
I heard it too, Kirby. That's another Houston Texan.
And nothing.
And he didn't throw a first down. There was nothing. Like, what are you doing?
You're saying it at home.
What are you doing with the pregame?
We're supposed to say first down. Show.
Yeah, but it's in the background. It's
but
not.
We say first down when we hear it.
No, we don't
That's
say
not
it.
For
well,
us.
Are you going to now that you got this stuff from them?
I'm giving it away. Kirby, you want all this Texan stuff?
I would rather take a sharp stick in the eyeball.
That's what that game felt like
I
at times.
I really, really do not want to wear. Now, what? I have worn an Astros mask.
Why won't you wear a Texans mask?
I wouldn't. I've got my Boomer Naturals. But before I had Boomer Naturals, I wore an Astros mask. And I was...
Do you think...
I'm not going to wear a Texans mask because I got Boomer Naturals.
Do you think that... I think there's a real possibility that they could not win a game. And I'm serious.
Like there's
not... They could lose all their games.
Listen, if they lost all their games, two-win season, Bill O'Brien might lose his job. Although they might lose his job. Might. I say might.
Have y'all ever heard Cal McNair speak?
Yes.
Knowledge is power.
Does he talk?
Listen.
Knowledge is power.
That was Cal.
That's Cal. Knowledge is power.
Oh, that's Cal. Has he said ox in the ditch yet?
No. His father had that catchphrase. This is Cal's catchphrase.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
Kirby,
He's
stop.
Absolutely right.
Stop making them sound like they're a dumb organization or something.
I mean, I'm going to sound like a broken record here, but aren't you tired of the same old Texan every single Sunday? It's absolutely. It's 18 years of the same exact thing every single Sunday. It's remarkable. They're the worst organization in all of professional sports. Without maybe considering like the Pelicans over in the NBA.
No, the
Clippers,
Knicks. The Knicks.
No, the Knicks have won championships.
Well.
The Knicks played the Rockets in the finals years ago. I mean, I know it was a long time ago.
That's 25 years ago.
They have nothing.
That was before
the Texans have nothing.
That's before the Texans were even in existence. The Knicks are the worst organization. The Browns are the worst organization.
I'm 44 years old, and I guarantee you they will never win a Super Bowl as long as I live. There is absolutely no way.
Well, you got to get behind Cal's leadership. And just, you know what? And you just got to believe.
Knowledge is power.
Every time I hear Cal McNair's name, I think of the card salesman, Cal Worthington. Hi, folks. I'm Cal Worthington. If you can't find a lower price in town, I'll eat a bug.
Well, that guy's got a lot more personality than Cal. Yeah,
Cal's not even close.
No, it's
Our
not
Cal.
Even close.
I'm looking at the schedule that Kirby brought up that they may not win a game. Let's go through it real quickly, John. Up next is Steelers.
That's a zero.
Home to the Vikings.
They'll beat the Vikings.
Okay.
The Vikings are bad.
Lost.
Home to the Jags.
Home to the Jaguars.
The Jags have played pretty well.
Actually, the Jags have played much better than the Texans have. The Jags have played much. Of course, the Texans played the Ravens. And the Chiefs.
Weren't competitive, but yes, they did play them. At the Titans?
Big loss.
Home to the Packers?
Okay.
At the Jags?
I like them against the Jags.
At the Browns?
Yes, beat the
Maybe.
Browns.
Home to the Patriots and Cam, if he's on the field and healthy?
Yes, they beat the Patriots.
Oh.
You really?
Yeah.
Have you had Coors Lights today?
No, I have not.
Not
had,
yet.
Had, have not had any Coors Lights.
At the Lions on Thanksgiving?
No, because it's on Thanksgiving. And there'll be a week. Huge, there'll be a big, exciting.
No, they win that game.
Texans
win that game.
Look, there's the Colts are twice, the Bears, whatever. I think Kirby, I don't think they'll go winless, but I don't think anything's a lock for the Texans.
Lock.
Okay, as it stands now.
4-12.
I'm saying 9-7.
And a playoff.
I've come down from 10-6, but I'm saying 9-7.
You think they get the last
wild
card?
Yeah, I think they get the last. They play the 2 seed.
Hmm.
Yep. I'm telling you, they're going to win. They're going to have a winning record, Kirby. You mark my words. Go to the playoffs and make noise.
All right.
Okay. Mark my words.
Hey.
All right.
You know where I'm going for lunch today?
Where are you going?
China Garden.
China Garden? Tell Carol we said hello.
I will. I'm going to go there.
Love Carol.
Myself.
Yeah.
They have a great, they have a secret menu item there. It's a cheeseburger, bacon cheeseburger. Nobody even knows about it.
They have a bacon cheeseburger?
I didn't know
yeah.
that.
I didn't know that. Why would you go to a Chinese restaurant and get a bacon cheeseburger?
They serve pizza at Chinese buffets.
Are they really good? Are they good?
Oh, they're wonderful.
I did not know about that. I might have to try it. But how are you going to get an egg roll with it?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, then I'm down with it. You can't go to China Garden and not get an egg roll. 1026 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776.
You know what's up next, John?
Ooh! Throw that shade at a human being. Throw Shade Thursday. Kirby, you called too early. You could have thrown shade in your Milo voice. Hello? If you're looking to throw some shade, who do you want to throw shade at this week? All right? Who catches it? Who caught it earlier this week from me? Oh, that's right. I already threw shade at Baylor. And there's no shade at North Texas. North Texas, they had good reason.
Yeah, two of their coaches have COVID.
Yeah, so no shade for them. But Baylor, shade for you.
A lot of it earlier.
A lot of shade.
Some might even call it slander.
No.
What you were saying.
No. What? There no murder? There was no murder there? There was no rape there?
Yeah.
And then there was this?
I wasn't really referencing that part. I actually had forgotten about how ugly you gotten. I even forgot about that part.
All I know is throw shade Thursday next. 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.
Let it bump, though.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, there's plenty to bitch about this week. Let's go. 713-780-3776. It is time. Dell, are you ready?
Are the people ready? There's like one person called in.
No, we got the...
No, Anthony was here before Shade. Now people are calling in.
Yeah, we got them. They're coming. Don't worry. I ain't worried about my peeps.
I am. Call in.
Let's go. 713-780-3776 and...
Let's throw some shade!
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
So here we go. 713-780-3776. Is Anthony ready to throw some shade?
Well, he called in about something before shade, so I'm not sure.
Well, he better throw some shade. Anthony, you're going to start us off. Let's go. Anthony. Get out. Beat it, Anthony.
Hey, John. John, what's up? John, I'm here.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, it's Anthony from the Beat the Limo Guy from last week, the president position. Ready?
How did you do against Limo Guy, Anthony?
Oh, I did terrible.
Yeah, I know. You got your ass handed to you, so I'm throwing shade at you. How can you not beat the Limo Guy?
John, my wife is in the car, man.
Guess what? Because you are so pitiful, you're not able to take her to Del Frisco's for free. How about that? She should be pissed at you.
You said that you loved all my picks and they were all good.
Yeah, well, she knows. Apparently, she doesn't know much about football. She's a lot like you.
You said you liked his picks. Anyway, he picked all favorites.
I know. Well, I did like his picks, and you know what? I don't know anything about football either, Andy. Well,
I could have told you that.
I picked the Cowboys covering 4, and good Lord, that was a mistake.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, yeah. No. All your picks.
Okay, anyways, I got some shade to throw. I wasn't calling in to throw shade, but shade at the doctor of San Diego, Los Angeles Chargers. I'm a radiologist, 50-year resident, and I do injections all the time. You do image-guided biopsies and injections. You typically do steroids or PRP, platelet response injections into joints or areas that are injured, and it helps heal them. This doctor straight up punctured Tyrod Taylor's lung and gave him a pneumothorax, trying to inject his cracked ribs with steroids. I think that's some throw some shade Thursday, and that is embarrassing.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
You got the technical part of it.
He did bring great shame into the doctor community.
Yeah, he did. Well, you'd think a doctor would be smarter than his football picks.
Well, I'd rather him be great at, well, he's not a doctor, he's a radiologist.
But that's a doc. He'll be a medical doctor.
Hopefully. Yeah. Shout out to you, Anthony. Yeah, but I'd rather him pay attention to that than be great at his picks.
Well, that is true. That is true. But if you were smart, really smart, you'd be able to do both.
I don't know. Some people have a lane.
He's limited.
I don't think
Anthony's limited.
Well, you liked his picks. So what does that say about you?
Like, I'm not limited, okay?
Well, that's true.
All right. I've been called worse than limited.
I've said worse.
La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Juanito G, bring back Rahizi, Delvencito!
Delvencito!
Para tres, gentlemen, good morning. Hey, thoughts and prayers to Louisville. That's a BS call. And I want to give a shout out to TJ and Boma, my boy Lazy J, and everybody else. Here goes my shade. Actually, I got a little two shades, man. I'm going to throw shade at you guys. That segment with Charles, it was kind of getting a little bit weird. Like, hey, buddy, how old are you? Where are you from? Where do you live? Are you high? That's a little bit too many questions for the kid there, man. That got a little bit creepy real quick.
Yeah,
and and my second shade is to United Airlines, man. Look, we posted a trip a long time ago. We kept postponing it because of COVID. Now I want to post my trip for December. Now you want to charge me $600 to reschedule my flight after being canceled so many times? First of all, EAD. Second, just do your job, bitch.
You got to do your job, bitch.
I got some shade.
Oh, whoa, go ahead.
But at myself.
Oh.
Because Anthony is a doctor. Radiologists are doctors.
Yeah.
I'm just talking out of my ass.
Yeah, Anthony, my cousin's a radiologist.
Yeah, didn't mean to demean you at all. That's on me. You're a doctor. And yes, the Chargers doctor didn't do a great job.
No.
But Anthony, if you're a doctor, maybe don't depend on us for the dinner.
Well, he's in his last year of his internship, his residency.
Residency. That's true. But so Anthony is a
doctor.
They don't make a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope Anthony's wife, despite his disappointing performance, got that birthday dinner.
Well, I hope so. I hope his wife's not disappointed in him. Okay,
well,
that's
He cost her a birthday dinner.
Right. He's going to be a doctor soon. So just hold on. I know he's disappointing now, Mrs. Anthony.
Yeah, you got to.
Things will get better.
But the first 10 years or so, you hold on, and then after that, you start living a good life.
Yeah, right. Just hold on.
Yeah, and if he turns out to be a putz, leave him.
Well, and then you get half.
Well, you got to wait for him though.
Right.
Yeah.
No. Because well, you got to wait a little while.
Yeah.
So don't get half.
Don't leave him now.
Right. No. Wait. Lazy J. What up, Lazy J?
What's going on, Johnny G? R.I.P. Raheel. Bill. Hey, buddy. Got a question for you. When we head to Kentucky, let's go.
Why are we
got
heading
an AK for you.
Why are we heading to Kentucky?
Let's go.
Why are we heading to Kentucky?
What?
Let's go, man. Hey, the black man is God, so what's up? Ready to die?
No, I'm not ready to die. What kind of question is that? I'm not going to Kentucky looking to die.
Come on, man. You got to stand up.
Are you going to Kentucky?
Exactly. I'm half, so I don't know if I can.
Oh,
I don't know
half.
If I'll be able to die for, you know, the black cause.
Oh,
you
I'm
know,
half.
I'm half, so.
I'm half, so you can't go.
Yeah,
okay.
You're whiter than white. Okay.
I got two quick saves this week. First is to Lance Zerline for calling P.J. Tucker a better version of Chuck Hayes. That's so disrespectful. Chuck Hayes was garbage. Couldn't shoot free throws.
Lance is still here.
And then my
You can't refute shade. Here you can't refute shade.
Called him a glorified Chuck Hayes. Come on, man. You should never talk about basketball again if you go over there.
Whoa.
All that realness.
Rhetoric out of your mouth.
That's it.
My second quick shade is going to be.
Oh, he hung up.
He
was still on.
He forgot.
Mark is next. It's 713-780-3776 if you got some shade. What up, Mark?
Hey, what up, guys? R.I.P. Raheel. I want to throw some shade to anyone and everyone who's jumped into at Chandler Rome's Twitter mentions to refute any of his past, present, or future comments on the Astros.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
He said he was throwing shade at anyone who decides to jump into Chandler Rome's Twitter comment
because,
or mentions to get after him about anything he reports about the Astros, considering he turned out to be right.
He was right.
Yeah, so he's throwing shade at anyone who decides to question him.
Yeah. Manny's next. What up, Manny?
Yo, what's up, my brothers?
What's up?
What's say?
I wanted to throw some shade at Josh Ennis for bragging that he doesn't watch sports and then saying he don't talk about politics and then all he does is talk about politics. And they got Nick's name up on there, and they don't got my man Dell's name on this show. So what's up? You can't even hold my man Dell's non-alcoholic drink.
make some shade.
I worked on that. I think.
How hard did you work?
I think Michael hates you.
I don't think Michael hates anyone.
No,
he's not here.
I think Michael hates you.
That's fine. You're not gonna sow discontent between me and the nicest
person here.
You can't get me to dislike Michael.
And
Carroll.
You know what I said? I said, hey, can we get Dell's name on the show? I said, I think he said F him.
It's not gonna.
If
work.
I remember correctly, if that's what Michael said.
I'm going to say you don't remember correctly.
I remember. I'm pretty sure that's exactly what he said.
I'm gonna say I'm sure. That's not what he said.
All right. What's that?
You can't.
I was there. You weren't
you
there.
Can't, you weren't there.
Do you know I was there?
I don't even think you asked the question. I don't think Michael would ever say that.
Yeah.
You can't get me to dislike Michael Carroll.
You don't know him. You don't know Michael behind the scenes.
Okay.
It gets ugly. Okay. 713-780-3776. Hey, Mito. Hey.
Hey. Shout out to our Canes. Shout out to our Miami Heat. You know, y'all take the victory. So my shade this week is to that jerk who took up two parking spots, man. We had a meeting this morning. I had to park in the street. And as soon as the meeting was over, I run out to go move it, man. The tow truck had me hooked up. I had to slide him a C-note so he can unhook me, man. Shade thrown, that is.
I am throw some, make some shade.
He had you, the tow truck already had you hooked up?
Yeah, he had to park. He had a meeting. The guy took a spot.
And we'll put some money in the meter, Mito.
Well, I don't know where he parked. There might not
he
have
said no, and the meter ran out.
I thought, oh, okay, well.
And they already tow truck already out there?
I'm sure.
Goodness
that's
gracious.
That's a money-making opportunity for that guy.
Man.
And he just made some money.
Oh, 2020, people got to make some money.
Tow truck guy got to eat, too, I guess.
I guess. Ho's got to eat, too. He's a hoe.
Look, it's Christy.
Christy's here. Hey, Christy.
What's going on, guys? Like the show?
What's going on?
I want to throw some shade at, want to throw some shade at John. For, I agree with Dell. Keep golf in the golf hour, man. I'm a soccer fan, and just like you guys keep the soccer in the soccer hour with Glenn Davis, the only golf update I want to know is if Happy Madison is coming out too.
Happy.
Second part.
Happy Gilmore.
Throw some, make some shades.
Happy Gilmore.
Are you refuting it?
No, I'm just telling you.
Even if he thinks it's Happy Madison 2, it's Happy Madison 2.
Happy Madison He knows so little about golf.
He just combined Adam Sandler movies.
That's all. John, throw some shade. What up?
Hey, guys. What's up? I want to throw some shade at Eric Wong for trying to mess up Gilbert's Tex-Asian pop-up and start a fight with Gilbert for stealing his girl.
Make some shade.
I don't know the reference.
I don't know what that means.
But I appreciate any shade thrown at Eric Wong.
Eric Wong bringing out weak D. That's what Dell says.
Well, if you're afflicted with weak D, there are things you can do about it. But apparently Eric Wong has decided to just entertain his women that he bores in bed with ideas to call into the show. Hey, you got to do something to keep your girl around. And if you can't deliver,
I don't want to talk about.
If you can't deliver the goods,
talk about Eric Wong's.
If you can't deliver the goods, you got to do something else.
Well, Eric's Wong. I don't want to think. I don't want to.
His Wang is Wong, is what you're saying.
10:42 ESPN 97.5 finishing up strong with News of the Weird. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
So, man, this sucks. There was a secret man cave below Grand Central platform. And the subway workers have been busted. They had a microwave, a fridge. They had a TV down there. They had a place where they could go.
What's the issue?
Get away.
Why is it a problem?
It's a break room.
Good.
Yeah, I know. No, they were busted and they got fired, I guess.
Man. Damn. Just the man keeping.
Man. Keeping the man down.
No.
Who wants to work all day? You got a man cave right there.
Well, working, sure. You don't want to, I guess, screw your employer out of hours. But on their break, why can't they have a place where they can just hang out a little bit?
I don't know.
I don't know the rules.
I think they were probably doing it during work. That might be the problem.
I think you are underestimating your fellow man. I think it only happened during their scheduled breaks.
So, apparently, a female politician in Turkey, she was then co-chairwoman of the People's Democratic Congress. She's in a little trouble.
What did she do, John?
Well, she called Erdogan.
Erdogan, the leader of Turkey.
Yeah, the leader of Turkey, Erdogan. The enemy of women. So she's been sentenced to prison.
These are places where I don't feel like you can say things against the leader of that country or countries like it. It's an immediate jail sentence without much of a trial.
Sounds like dude's got a little bit too much power.
You want to say it to him?
Yeah, I'll tell him right now.
You say it in the safe.
Hey, Turkey.
All right. You saw what they tried to do to Enes Kanter for speaking out.
Yeah.
Like he couldn't even go over to London for a game.
Guess what?
Because they were afraid they might grab him off the street.
I ain't going to London for a game either.
Well,
I ain't scared of you.
Keep talking about him. Watch
Erdogan,
yourself.
What's his name? Erdogan?
Is it Erdogan?
Erdogan?
Does it really matter?
Whatever,
how
bitch.
It? Oh. Look, you can talk about Baylor that way. I don't know if you want to talk about him that way.
I ain't going to Turkey. Ever.
You might not want to go to Europe.
I can go to Europe.
Okay.
Okay.
All I know is
I ain't scared of
the
no
last
Erdogan.
Person who was so vocal about
Erdogan.
Him. Couldn't even go to London for a basketball game because he was afraid of what they would do to him.
Vietnamese police are investigating a factory. It seems they found recycling 320,000 used condoms for resale.
Oof.
Do you want?
No, I don't.
To save? Listen, if you could save like 40 cents on the condom.
No.
Do you want a recycled used condom? For your next little endeavor.
Oh my. There are some vile things. That might be the vile. Just think about it. Might be the vilest thing I could ever imagine.
Who collects these used 320,000 used condoms?
You have to go through. Yeah, where are they found? You're finding them in the garbage and going through them and picking. And the
goodness gracious.
Who's the person who has to collect them?
What the?
No. No, it's the that's the worst thing. I don't want recycled condoms. No. Are you sure it's you?
That's what it says.
It's not. They didn't make it out of recycled material. It's actual recycled
being repacked. Used condoms being repacked for sale.
Oh man, I'm throwing shade at that story. That is so bad.
A construction worker in the U.S. state of Massachusetts was killed by his licorice habit. The man, who has not been named, 54 years old, ate about 1.5 bags of black licorice every day.
For how long, do they tell you?
He had suffered no symptoms before suddenly going into cardiac arrest in a fast food restaurant.
And they put the death on licorice.
Yes.
You know, when you're...
He had glycyrrhizic acid, the active ingredient in licorice, causes hypertension, hypokalemia, metabolic, I'm missing a lot of words. You know what? I am not going to be a doctor.
Yeah, you're not.
I hate all these words.
You're not Anthony.
Fatal arrhythmias, and renal failure. I don't want. You know what? I don't want any renal failure.
You know,
I don't even know what that is.
An obituaries where they say he survived by. When you're the person whose father or family member died because of black licorice,
mm-hmm.
I'm just going to make up a story about why they died. Like, how'd you... Oh, your dad passed away? Yeah. What happened? Hit by a car. I'm not telling the licorice story.
He ate too much licorice.
That's an awful way to go out. It's an awful thing to have to contemplate when you're the surviving member of the family. My dad just didn't stop eating licorice, so he died. He ate so much black licorice that he died.
He's dead.
First of all, black licorice is disgusting.
It's not that... A bag and a half a day?
How could you get through a bag and a half? I can't even eat a piece without saying I'm done.
If it's lethal, why are we still eating it?
Well, maybe it's lethal in normal amounts. It's not lethal in normal amounts, but you're putting away... And the question is, how long was he doing it? Was he doing it for a 15-year span? Anything you'd eat that much is probably going to take its toll, except for Coors Light. That would never hurt you.
No. That will never hurt.
No.
Uncle Ben's is now Ben's Original.
Oh, I got to look at the new... Do they have a new box?
It's just an orange box with... And Uncle Ben's off it, though.
Well, we knew that was the case. That was going to happen.
That's terrible.
Ben's Love Original. Uncle Ben. I'm looking for the box.
Hey.
Ben's Original.
Pumpkin Spice Kraft Dinner. Mac and Cheese. Pumpkin Spice Mac and Cheese, Del. Something new for you for this holiday
season.
Why do you
keep talking to me like I'm a basic bitch? I don't eat pumpkin spice anything.
I think you love that.
Every time you hear
pumpkin spice, you're like, oh, I got to get me some of that.
No, that's a lie. John, you have... Now, Frankie's gone, but
mm-hmm.
Wendy and Frankie have been in your life, at least live with you for quite a bit. How often were they indulging in pumpkin spice?
They like pumpkin spice. Well, Wendy likes pumpkin spice coffee from Starbucks. Not that often, but she'll drink it.
I'm not... I told you, the only pumpkin flavor thing I want is the Sawgrass Cheesecake. The only thing I'm down for.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, the caramel drizzle.
That's pretty good.
I'm down. You want to serve that to me? I'm good. Maybe I die from that as opposed to black licorice.
I ain't dying from black licorice. No. A bag and a half a day? What are you, an idiot?
Yes, apparently.
Some kind of idiot. The happiest states in the country. Happiest states. Who is it? Who wrote this? Who wrote the happiest states? Wallet Hub. Says the happiest state. What do you think the happiest state in the country is?
North Dakota?
Nope.
Rhode Island?
Makes sense. Hawaii.
Well, of course.
Utah is second. Minnesota third. And I'm trying to find Texas.
We can't be that
Texas
happy.
Is 25th.
Yeah,
we're right in the middle. We're the Texans.
Well, makes sense.
We're right in the middle.
Where's Florida and California?
California's sixth. Florida, Arizona's 20th.
Wait,
Florida's 27th.
Colorado's not high with all the weed?
I imagine those people got to be happy.
Relaxed? Loving life?
No, they're not. Oh, Colorado's 23rd.
Oh, well, maybe.
I would think people in Colorado are happier, much happier than us.
Apparently not.
Sex educators share 7 things you should never say to your partner in bed. Do you want to guess them?
I don't know if anything I say can be said on air.
Here they are. Don't say the wrong name.
That's bad.
That's number one. For guys, you shouldn't say to women, don't say the wrong name. You remind me of my mom.
Oof. That's awful.
I need to go to the toilet. I mean, I think you should say that if you have to go to the toilet.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It probably turns her off, maybe. But yeah, or just get up and say, I'll be back.
Are you done?
What do you? Well, the only time I can think of where that word would be uttered is when you're being an unselfish lover,
yeah.
And then you're just hoping that she's done.
What time is it?
Oof.
Is that it?
For you, the guy saying that to the girl?
Yeah.
Is that? I thought it would be the other way around.
Well, I think that you're onto something here. And what's your name again?
Why would you? That if you don't know, you don't ask. At that.
And
point.
Here's what women shouldn't say to men: Are you done?
Well,
is that it? I need to go to the toilet. What time is it?
Very similar.
Say the wrong name. You remind me of my dad.
Oof.
What's your name again?
So, you remind me of my dad bad, but you can call someone daddy and you're okay?
Yeah.
What about, is it in yet? Let's say a guy's been working for about 5 minutes and she goes, is it in?
Well.
Is that bad?
Yeah.
Is that bad? I think that would be bad. That's what I don't want to hear. Of all the things you just listed, I don't care about you remind me of my dad. Are you done? If she uttered that sentence, is it in yet?
That's
crushing.
That's
a crushing blow.
Yeah, no, that's a crushing blow. There's no question about that. So apparently there's a family nude swimming event that returns to Waterworld.
Nope.
Do you want to go?
No.
With mom?
No. What kind of event is this where you're swimming naked with
adults
your family?
And children swim naked inside an indoor aqua park. It's returning this weekend. Waterworld in Stoke-on-Trent, hosting the skinny dipping session that has been all organized by British Naturism.
Close that place down. There can't be any good intent behind that place.
None. Zero.
A family skinny dipping event? Nope.
Have you seen the pole dancing vote ad?
I have. I mean, I've been registered to vote since I could vote, so it's not going to affect me. But anything to get people out there.
So they got strippers on a pole, and they're doing an ad for you to vote. Get your booty to the pole, it says. That's the slogan. It's a real commercial.
Oh,
it's a minute long.
Oh, I've seen it.
But there's some swear words in it, and they're in thongs. And they're not.
Where can it be played? Where could this ad be played?
I got to turn this off. It's bad.
John's overwhelmed.
I mean, there's a lot of booty there.
Well,
a lot of booty.
So you're saying too much?
In this case, too much. In this case, too much booty.
Well,
in this case, there is too much booty.
I hear new things every day. Didn't expect that.
10:57 ESPN 97.5. We're done. Tomorrow's Friday. Beat the limo guy. You got to be listening about 8:30, right? We'll pick the limo contestant, and then at 10 o'clock, you play Justin to see if you get a $200 gift card to Del Frisco's
and
the limo driver.
Justin's not good. He went 2-3-1 last week because Anthony went 1-4.
Oh, I think Justin was better than that.
I looked. I went through it. I don't think he was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he was pretty bad.
Wow. Anthony.
The Anthony was just awful. He went
Anthony,
1-4.
Your wife should be disappointed in you.
Yeah, but also, we're going to be out at South Shore Harbor tomorrow.
South Shore Harbor tomorrow.
The Dirty Birdie tomorrow, right?
The Dirty Birdie Golf Classic. Thank you for reminding me. Maybe you should tell Lance.
I will.
It's tomorrow from South Shore Harbor right here on ESPN 97.5.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Message and data rates may apply. Up to 5 messages a month. No guarantee of credit score increase. TNC and privacy policy found at possiblefinance.com/privacy.